That day in social studies class, all the students were chatting away. They were talking about the oral history presentation. Joseph told everyone that he was going to bring his grandfather on Thursday. Joseph's grandfather was a retired police officer who loved to tell stories. He had told Joseph about the time that he was called to investigate a group of people who had stopped traffic illegally downtown. When Joseph's grandfather got to the scene, all he saw was an orange cat in a tree holding a lady's purse in its teeth. "If you don't give my purse back, you will feel my wrath," the lady yelled from below. Joseph's grandfather spent 30 minutes chasing after the cat. He told Joseph that the whole thing had happened right there on the school grounds before the school was even built. Everyone thought the story was funny. "That's nothing," said Ramon. "I have a story that is unbelievable." Ramon started telling everyone about his father, who was a firefighter. A long time ago, even before Ramon was born, there had been a textile factory on the other side of town. Then one day, a construction worker ruptured a nearby gas line. A fire started, and the factory was quickly engulfed in flames. Firefighters rushed to the scene to put out the fire. When Ramon's father got there, he put on his oxygen mask, and, without hesitation, he ran inside to search for people. He found two workers on the second floor and pulled them to safety. Ramon's father was declared a hero, and the next day his picture appeared in the paper. After that terrible fire, all factories in the state were required to have sprinkler systems, Ramon said.